Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle, an enduring truth for your daily life.
One of the greatest miracles Jesus performed was in Cana of Galilee. He changed water to wine, and it was the best wine. It must have tasted as if it had aged for hundreds of years. But there's another event that happened when Jesus returned to Cana. He met a Gentile official who had traveled from Capernaum about 15 miles up the road. And he came to plead for his son, who was seriously ill. Jesus initially used this opportunity to address the crowds. They certainly remembered with awe the water-to-wine incident. Jesus exhorted them not to believe simply because of miracles. He wanted them to know that true faith that brings salvation is faith in who He is, the Son of God. Jesus then proceeded once again to demonstrate His supernatural power. Listen to the conversation.
"Sir," the official said to Jesus, "come down before my boy dies." "Go," Jesus told him, "your son will live." While he was still going down, the slaves met him saying that his boy was alive. He asked them, "At what time he got better?" "Yesterday, at 7 in the morning, the fever left him," they answered. The father realized this was the very hour at which Jesus had told him, "Your son will live." Then he himself believed, along with his whole household.
Here's a very important observation about this story. Initially, the Gentile official believed in Jesus primarily because he was a miracle worker. However, after the Gentile's son was healed, he and his household believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Here's a personal question. Have you made this heart decision?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.